Hello and welcome to the Long Spatula Clip Show, and in this episode, Ryan and I are going to be sipping some super malt, sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying some of our favourite episodes. And we expect you to do the same, so yeah, stay tuned.
It's time for the moment you've been waiting for!
Are the cameras rolling? Director?
Boy?
Okay. Coffee's ready. Let's go. I'm getting in the director's chair. Let's snap our first Xbox commercial. Introducing the Long Spatula.
Ladies
Model
and
X.
Ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is the latest version, complete with an immersive experience. Together with our partners at Spotify, we are able to deliver to you the next generation of conversation. This next iteration will bring to you the latest SpongeBob references and in-jokes galore.
The Long Spatula Model X is getting a custom chip designed by Castbox Entertainment Industries. That's right, the newest RSS technology sends the episode straight to your device at 120 frames per second. Real-time ray tracing. And it's the next generation of audio quality entertainment.
In this latest update, we have segways at 35 miles per hour.
In this next installment, we have new SSD caching memory data. Do you know what that stands for, SSD? No, not solid state drive. It stands for SpongeBob SquarePants
Dick.
Dick, yes. Dramatically reducing load times, buffering. You get your fucking podcast straight to your ears, you son of a bitch.
Now with the latest Ryan 2.0, complete with perfect grammar and...
Always talking about art and plugging in the latest email. Sweet Spotify, 60 FPS. Coming straight to my airwaves. Ooh, ooh, feels good. Ooh, yeah.
Introducing Slow Jams from Ryan. That's right, Slow Jams. That your mum can listen to when she's in the shower. Slow Jams by Ryan.
Ah, what a great episode that was. Nothing like spending your Halloween evening, you know, huddled in front of the television with a hot mug of cocoa and a bagel sandwich and old SpongeBob episodes on repeat. Good times, man. Good times. We've got Simpsons Treehouse of Horror lined up for next, but...
Oh, God. Spatula Treehouse of... Or Basement of Terrors.
You know, I can't help but feel like we're forgetting something, though, at the end. Don't get me wrong. I don't know. I mean, what could we be forgetting, you know? I don't know.
You tell me. I'm lost. What have you forgotten?
I mean, we walked in to Spat House with the express purpose of doing something. Like, what do you normally come to Spat House to do? It just eludes me. Like, what do we do? Oh, man. I'm just throwing my pop filter about thinking what we could do. What we're supposed to do. And
I don't know, but I'm looking around this storeroom. I'm seeing some records, you know. Maybe this clip can jog your memory, Ryan. You know how I told you that, like,
yeah,
my housemates are so dead, like,
yeah.
Literally last year my living situation was like lit, like we went out every weekend, yeah, and like we got along and everything. This weekend, I come into the house, no one even says hi. Like,
no one's like, hi.
People just, like, look in the other direction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just, like, pick up on, oh, so you kind of left a bit of dirt in the sink.
Yeah,
you need to sort that out. Or, you're leaving your dishes on the drying rack.
Yeah.
You need to sort that out. And I was kind of like, oh, sorry, guys. I'll sort this out. I'm going to fix it.
Silly me.
Silly me.
Two months later.
2 months later. So when, like, I noticed, okay, I'm living in a shit house, that was when I left for the Christmas holidays in a hurry.
Yeah.
So the day I was leaving, the day I booked my train, was also the day that I had to clean the toilet. So like I quickly, like, scum, 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 like dash bleach everywhere.
Yeah.
I left all my, like, my entire set of cutlery and, like, all my plates, everything on the drying rack, and I left and went home.
Yeah.
And I got, like, the longest essay.
Oh, shit. Group. Do you have it? And do you have it
too? Oh, yes, wait. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Read
I
it out, please. It was
like,
this is not very nice, la.
Hey, what? Actually, no, they do kind of have, like, that accent. Wait, let me. So just to give you some context, since they both know each other, it's kind of like anything that's written in the group chat, I feel like it's addressed to me. Because I know that they've discussed this.
Yeah, because they're friends, before. Right?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll read out. Boys, it's been about 4 months living together, and I have some things to point out. Boys meaning me.
Yeah. Boy? You didn't want to say boy. So you have to say boys. Okay.
Which I think should be practiced and is reasonable for the comfort of everyone in this house. Number one. Chores should be done within the week itself and done properly. Properly in bold.
That's what I'm noticing. He properly formatted it because, you know, this is WhatsApp. People like put bold.
It takes effort to write things like that in WhatsApp and you're like, properly. Oh, like, he's emphasizing it. Two, the kitchen sink and its surrounding should be cleared from any leftovers soap at all times after washing. Literally takes 10 seconds to do so.
He's trying to throw shade.
He's throwing, like, clear shade. And bear in mind, this is, like, towards the end of time. I was busy with exams, so, like, it all goes out the window. Three, upon using each other's utensils, please do wash up immediately. Okay, so I was using their cutlery.
You sound like the worst housemate.
So, like, that's the thing. Every time I complain to people about this situation, people always tell me that I've brought this on myself. I kind of have, but I do get that.
We should have at the end of this a voting thing. Do you think Ozan is in the wrong? Email in at longspatula@gmail.com.
We still, I can't wait for our first fan email.
And do you know what? That isn't even the end of the message.
Oh yeah, there's more. Four, do leave some space on the drying rack for each other. Five, shared facilities/items should be left ready to be used by the next person. I hope I'm not making a huge request of everyone. Well, it was quite a long
one. Yeah.
As I personally feel these issues should be addressed no matter how busy our studies get.
Damn, that was written better than anything I've written for literature, and I study that.
So the thing is, I can tell he's given this some thought, and he's tried to be as, like, because I know it's kind of getting to him, so it's cool.
Yeah.
So, like, I can even say in their defense that, like, yeah, I'm not the best housemate.
Yeah. Because look at, you're like throwing your dirty clothes around, like piling up dirty plates. And what do? You complain about them on the podcast to the world wide web. Wait, I want to see what your response was to that.
Oh my gosh. Was it it was okay.
Okay. Okay. Thumbs up. So that he poured his heart out into that, and that's all you have to say for yourself.
Man, Ryan. So did that jog your memory? That was pretty...
Yeah. Wow, that was a freaking blast from the past right there. Or maybe not from only 2 days ago. Depends when you got that clip from. Good day, sirs. If I could be of assistance...
Oh, Gustav, perhaps... he's back.
Good day, Sir Ozan. Well, I am quite fond of this particular clip. I think it's quite nice.
Make your mark on this show. Email in longspatula@gmail.com. You could be the first, well, not really the first, but you could be like the second email read out on air. That's a pretty good title. You could shape the destiny of this podcast. Think about it. We're gonna be big. I mean, we've already got our own tower already. Think about it. You'll be looking back one day. My whole life could have been different if I didn't send that email to Long Spatula. I wouldn't be here on them at SpatCon talking about freaking kabaddi.
SpatCon, Spat Tower. Too many spats. Too many spats.
And you know what else there's too many things of? Revolutionaries.
Too many revolutionaries. And we're going to be talking about one key one. In the next segment, Che Guevara. Did we need him? We'll find out. Ooh! Juan boy! Juan! Did we need him? Che Guevara!
Somehow I think that's even more like racist and offensive than your last one. Like, you had the Juan in there. First of all, Shay isn't even Mexican.
Oh, so shit. Like...
Ooh, he's only gone and died.
Oh. Michael Jackson with you.
I saw you. Your hand was on the pause button because you're like, this is going to be a
this
flop.
This is going to be shit. new segment, new feature.
Oh, God. Please don't send me some noise complaint. Please don't.
Just not so loud, okay?
Otherwise, okay. Sorry. Well, did you keep recording?
Fuck, are we still recording? Dude. Oh. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I should keep talking.
So we just got a noise complaint from the... I don't even know if they can hear us saying this shit. Noise complaint from the room next to us.
We both thought that this room was soundproof. What are we going to do from like every podcast onwards?
I have no idea. We were talking at full volume and literally this dude comes in and he's like, guys, you need to not talk so loud. It's probably the people in the room next to us, right? Group 12.
No, but the thing is, though, that means that in every time we've done this podcast, the people next door could have heard us.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
You know what? This is a shambles.
This is a shambles. Shit show. What are we going to do now? We have no recording room. I'm going to have to come to your house or something instead and record there.
Because I'd rather not do it on Skype if we can avoid it.
Yeah. We're going to have to think of something else, some other plan.
Jesus.
Ooh, he's only gone and died. Did we need him?
Michael Jackson.
Ow! Come on.
So we were back. Where did we go, Zen? Well, we got kicked out of a room. Oh my God. You probably heard the footage from that.
Yeah. We're gonna have to reevaluate our whole like way of doing this podcast.
Actually, we thought we were safe in that library room, but apparently
you can't talk in the library.
Yeah, who would have thought that? You can't talk in the library room. So that guy came over. He was like, oh, "Guys, you can talk, but you can't be this loud." I mean, we were kind of wilding out a bit.
Yeah, we were going all like, "Ow, Shamal." I think for the entire time that we were recording, the people next door must have been... I feel so embarrassed.
We didn't even realise people could hear us that clearly. They must have been able to fully hear our conversation. Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, good stuff, man. You know what?
He's got good taste.
I remember that moment very well. We're in Spat Towers, we're in the basement. The basement of terrors, you know? Special... Halloween episode.
Is this a clip show, Zen? Let's be honest with ourselves.
Okay, it's a clip show.
Have we started this? Is this a clip show? It's like that episode. You know, you're watching your favorite TV show, and then suddenly they start showing flashbacks of the last five episodes you already seen. This is that episode. It's come to this.
We're breaking the 4-4 here. So, without further ado, let's introduce the next clip then.
On a record.
but I've got a new segment potentially. We'll try it out. It's kind of inspired by Triforce, right? Because like lately they've been talking about grime, they've been talking about drill, also
a rap segment. It's a fucking rap segment.
The 90s babies podcast.
Rap all the time on their
podcast. No. They do a riddle. They do a riddle every episode. So this is going to be a rap riddle, right? Okay. And the segment is going to be called... Wait, one second. Let me just give me a bit of space.
Alright, take the MC mic.
Ooh! Ozan spat some bars. Ozan's going to spat some bars because it's the Spatula podcast.
Oh, that's genius.
So, basically, you're supposed to guess what I'm talking about by this rap that I'm going to give you. Yeah?
Okay.
So, it's a bit of a riddle, so just we're gonna dissect it, but here we go. All right. Spit a beat, right?
I need to give you a beat, okay.
A sheer drop off a rock face, the opposite of a poor case, in a pillow, cotton, fluffy cushion shit.
Ooh.
British... Okay, forget it.
let me just read that out like a poem. Or
okay. Alright. A sheer drop off a rock face, the opposite of a poor case, ain't no pillow, cotton, fluffy cushion shit. The British singer's getting up in your case.
Perfect.
Who am I talking about?
Can you read that out again? We'll probably in post, we'll just put like a beat chat.
Yeah, maybe. Yes. We'll do that. We'll do that, that Eminem 8 Mile, like... Yeah. Okay. It's, alright, here we go. I'll say it clearly, right? A sheer drop off a rock face, the opposite of a poor case, ain't no pillow, cotton, fluffy cushion shit, British singers getting up in your case. So, it's a bit of a clues, some clues sprinkled
so,
in.
So, a guy off a cliff.
Ooh, you're close. You're really
so,
close.
A guy jumping off a cliff. No one poor, was it? Something poor, and he's a rapper.
He's not a rapper, where'd you get that from? Wait, a sheer drop off a rock face.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so you were kind of close to that. What is the opposite of a poor case?
The opposite of a poor case is a rich... One rich boy.
Okay, so, what did you get from the first bar? A sheer drop off a rock face, what did you get from that?
Thinking.
You said it already.
Yeah, someone jumping off a cliff face or something.
Okay. Say that again. Say that whole sentence again.
Something jumping off a rock face of a cliff.
Okay, all right. There's a key word in there. You said it. What's the key word in that sentence?
Cliff.
Okay. Now, what's the opposite of a poor case?
Rich guy.
Okay.
Cliff rich guy, is that it? Yeah.
Mate, you're like cliff, so close.
Cliff rich man.
Oh no. Okay. What ain't no pillow, cotton, or fluffy cushion shit?
Something hard or...
Okay, mate, you've literally said the whole thing. Okay.
Cliff rich hard guy? Man.
Say that again.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, forget guy. Just
Cliff
say the whole
Rich
thing.
Cliff Richard?
Yes!
That's genius. Oh my god. That is a legendary segment.
Cliff Richard. Man.
What a guy. Xbox One X.
This numbering system is messed up. Wait, so there was a whole other console that I missed out. I didn't even know if 1S was a thing.
So there was 1S, which is a slim version.
Yeah.
1X, which is a better version of the Xbox One. And then after this now, Xbox Series X, which
wait,
is the one after
one
X, the
X.
The Xbox X. Yep,
with the Xbox X.
Coming holiday 2020. Good thing I have that with my Christmas list along with my Terry spatula. It's so big and oh yeah.
What the fuck? No. What's going on with that numbering system? Man? I don't know. It's a bit. It doesn't seem like there's like much like order to it. It doesn't seem like there's much flow, Ryan. But like you know, Ryan, my flow has been like coming back from the last two episodes.
There we go.
Ozan's gonna be rapping in ooh. Ozan spat some bars.
Wiki. Ooh. Ozan rap.
So, Ryan, it's been a while since we've done this segment. I've been
about a week.
2 weeks even. I've been getting pen to paper, trying to. Does this bar work? Oh no. That sounds a bit lame. Let me scramble out the piece of paper, throw it in the bin. But I've got my new one. It's going to be a rap riddle for you guys that don't know. Ozan Spat Some Bars is a segment where basically I'm rapping some bars and Ryan's supposed to figure out what I'm talking about.
This isn't stereotypical at all or anything, guys. Don't worry.
So the last one we did was Cliff Richard. So I can't remember all the bars, but basically like Cliff is like, you know, a sheer drop off a rock face and all sorts of stuff. So
and the hard place. And then Rich was like someone that isn't poor, and then something that is, I have no idea, but it was like together Cliff Richard.
So I guess you maybe you've got the gist of how it goes. I'm not gonna get Ryan to spit a beat because that didn't work out last time. We'll just edit some cool rap music in the background in post, but here goes. All right. Let's get back in the zone. All right, step back a bit.
Oh shit.
Ooh. All right. A flat shallow bass for
well done. Okay, great.
Take two, take two. All right. A flat shell, a base to hold my food in. A big blue body for beach base to swim. With the mouth of a bird and the sound of hesitation, what TV show shaped my imagination?
Ooh. Oh, God, that is difficult. Okay. I thought it'd be, like, because I know how it works now, I thought it would come to me quick, but I think I want to go through it backwards, right? So something, some sort of thing in your childhood that, a show, so something to do with SpongeBob, I'm guessing.
Nope.
Bob. Okay, let's go from the beginning,
Alright. A flat shell of base to hold my food in.
Okay, wait, stop, okay. Was it a flat shell of base?
Yes.
What does that mean?
A flat, shallow base to hold my food in.
Oh, a flat, shallow base.
Yes.
To hold your... So that sounds like a plate or something.
Ooh, yeah,
right?
Or something you put a your plate on, maybe.
A dish?
You put your plate on a dish.
A table.
No.
A table.
It's a flat, shallow base to hold my food in. So maybe if you're not using a table...
A tub.
Okay, to make this easier. Just remember when you were in school... And you had your school dinners.
What? A tray?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
A flat, shallow base to hold my food in. A big blue body for beach base to swim.
Beach base. So that's obviously beach women. Flat blue body.
A big blue body for beach base to swim. What's a big blue body, Ryan?
I have blue, no idea.
A beach body. A big blue body. For beach based
swim. Yeah. That's not making it any clearer.
All right, what
is a big blue body which people swim in? I have no idea. Oh, like a water wave, right? A tidal wave or something? Some wave, some kind
you're
of...
You're at the beach and you're a bay. Yeah. What's the nearest big blue body to you? For you to swim in?
Like a...
Oh, come on.
I overcomplicate this. A big blue
body.
Okay,
Ryan, just picture this, yeah. You're a beach bay. Yeah.
Ocean?
Ocean. What's another word for that?
A sea.
Okay, alright. Okay.
Okay, so we got Tracy.
Yes.
Okay, Tracy is the first one.
Yes.
Alright. I got that.
Okay, with the mouth of a bird.
Uh huh.
And the sound of hesitation.
Tracy Beaker.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, there we go. Oh, what the fuck? That's like, I thought there'd be some link to like the previous one. Tracy Beaker, I didn't even think of that.
Well, there you go. Anyway, I'm proud of that one.
What do you mean? There you go.
Is your mind just like warmed up now?
Isn't it calisthenics? Is it calisthenics? Isn't it calisthenics?
The only reason I'm bringing that up, Ryan, is because I need you on 100% game. You know why?
Why?
Because we're bringing back an old favorite boy. Ooh! Ozan spat some bars.
Oh, shit.
All right, guys. All right, listeners. So if you're not familiar with this is the segment where I basically come up with some fire. I'm going to spit some fire, get my boy Ryan to solve one of my rap riddles. It's been a long time coming.
So if you've if you want an example, this guy walked up a mountain. He was named whatever, and then it'll be like cliff. No, that's a cliff.
But the bars will be flowing, and you know it will be fire. So you know, this should be achievable because Ryan has been doing his calisthenics. He's got the blood pumping up the old noodle.
Yeah, I went gym.
We all good.
All reopened, so I'm back. I'm back on the making those gains again. So I should be able to do this, right?
You're ready. Okay, so for this one,
run the track. Okay, not yet.
Not yet. Just to let you guys know that, you know, normally you've been doing some hard rap beats, but I'm going to give you guys some, like, soft reggae vibes, you know, some good vibrations, you know what I'm saying? So, all right, roll the track. Okay. Yeah. This out them streaming down your face. The absence of difficulty or no stress. Get this beefy burger boy only for £1, a female preposition and a backwards yam. Sing along, give me up, me mama give me up, me mama give me up, me mama when the morning comes.
Is that part of the song that lasts the half? That was genius. I have no idea what you even said, even though, like...
Okay. So I'll break it down. Okay, so...
I wasn't expecting the accent.
The salt them streaming down your face. What's that?
Okay, salt them the tears.
Yeah, so, right. Okay. Got that word. The absence of difficulty or no stress.
It's very easy. It's an easy thing. Teasy. Yeah, close. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Get this beefy burger boy only for a pound. Come on, we've been talking about this recently. There's these burger boys you can get for a pound. What burger boys? You're close. What kind of burger boys can you get for a pound specifically? What kind of beefy burger boys can you only get for £1? Is it KFC burger? Is it a Krabby Patty? What kind of burger? Where can you get these burgers?
You can get a burger from anywhere for a pound.
But there's a specific brand of burger.
What do you mean?
There's a specific brand.
No, there isn't. Wait, oh my God. Hang on.
Just, what's the most popular burger ever in just
ever
made?
In existence.
What's probably the most popular?
Like McDonald's cheeseburger, isn't
it? No, but it has a name. The burger has a name.
A patty?
No, come on, you know. You know the name of the burger. It's not a cheeseburger, it's a
Big
something.
Mac?
Yeah, okay, but, you know, not necessarily big. Could just be a...
A Mac.
There we go. All right. Okay.
What? You could have said something about a computer or anything else. You want to... What are you talking about?
A female preposition. There we go. What's
okay.
that?
A female, a woman, or fucking. I don't know.
If you're referring to a woman using a preposition, what word would you use?
You know what's embarrassing? I might have forgotten what a preposition is.
It's what
this
you used to
replace. The guy that did literature.
So it's a noun. So, like, instead of saying Ryan, I would say... When I'm pointing at you, I would say what?
You there.
Look at Ryan. Instead of saying Ryan, I say look at him. So,
him,
if
so
you're a girl...
Her.
There we go.
Okay.
Preposition. Fewer preposition.
Oh my God. This is so multi-layered. Like, I'm sweating. My brain's on fire.
But we're close. We're almost there. And a
backwards. It is literally some fire right here.
A backwards yam. What's a backwards yam?
May.
There we go. All right. Let's go.
Let's
break this one down.
Let's string it all together. Turn up the reggae beat. Okay. So we have...
The salt them streaming down your face. The salt them streaming down your face. Come on.
Tears down
okay.
your face. So
absence of difficulty or no stress. Tear.
Tear easy. Tear easy.
Get this beefy
Mac.
Burger boy.
Tear easy, Mac.
Oh wait.
Wait.
actually, wait. Get rid of the Mac. That actually has nothing to do with anything.
What? What do you mean? That was the hardest lyric, and it has nothing to do with it.
Okay, tear easy. Okay,
tear
now
easy
you got.
Yeah.
And then a backwards
her.
Yam.
Tear easy, her May.
There
Teresa
we go.
May. Oh,
there we go.
<I'm so stupid. laughs> I love the way you just max in the middle there.
Oh man, woof. Whew. That was an interesting clip, interesting memory. That. Reminds me of times gone by. We don't do podcasts like those anymore, do we, Ryan?
I mean, we've been going for almost a year, Ozan, and we've got a loyal fan base, which isn't completely untrue.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, I'm excited for the future. I mean, let's be honest. This is like the final episodes before, like, we actually start
getting serious.
actually start taking serious how we're gonna advertise this thing. So it's like this is like the last episode before you know this is that last episode where it's like a small fan base where we're communicating. Like after this, it's gonna be things are gonna change around here, but With that in mind, let's have a more taste of the glory days.
Put the money in the bag! Put it in! Ozan, Ozan, shoot that police officer there. We're gonna take the money, take the money. Oh, we out. Let's get out.
Oh shit, man. Alright, what are we gonna do with all this stuff? Oh my god,
why did we rob a bank? Holy shit.
Oh my god, my life is over. Oh my god.
Why?
The maniac's on the loose.
We had to freaking rob a bank to get some money to, you know, kickstart our podcast again, you know, because Spat Tower's been...
Oh, shit, watch out for that old man over there, watch out for that old man over
there. Anyway, so as we drive and probably are going to end up, you know, being incarcerated in a few moments, we had to steal a whole sack of money in the, you know, in the trunk of our car now, because apparently... running a podcast takes this much money, but
we're back.
Anyway. Ooh.
I'm a bit thrown off, but
yeah. I parked the car. We're taking the sack of money out. We're on the street, but like I put the mic out, you know, just to get authentic. You know. Reaction. God. Yeah, so we'll just podcast a bit, then we'll head out again and hopefully figure out some other deal, you know, what to use this money for to bring back some back towers. But yeah, give us an Uber. Go on.
Alright, I'm just gonna set this microphone down here and... Oh! He's only gone written it down.
A week in review.
We're back. Thank you very much, and welcome, a big, big welcome to Jeremy Kyle Show. Today we have a big, big one for you. We have our guest Ozan versus his housemates Zurich, and let's get a big round of applause for him. Let's see what's going on in his house life. Okay, let's get Ozan on the show.
Hi Jeremy. Oh man, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's been a tough week.
I don't know why the fuck you're talking already, Ozan, because I'm the host here, okay? I should be choosing it. Hey, shut the fuck, this is my show, okay?
Alright, Marty, we're here. We have to go on another adventure, though. Marty, where's my paragon? Okay, we're gonna go to a place called Croydon, Marty. We're gonna have to record a podcast,
that?
Okay?
What's
Croydon? Marty. Shut the fuck up, Marty. We're gonna have to go there, record this. Two guys, I know they're great. Okay, let's go. Into the spaceship, Marty. Come on.
Too good.
Shut the fuck up, Marty. You're gonna have to stick this long spatula straight up your ass. All the way up in there, Marty. All the way up in there, Marty. Geez. Okay. Rick and Marty. The review.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Why is he still going, oh, jeez? I think all he said during that whole skit was, oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
What does Morty say?
Three minutes after 12 is the time, and you're listening to the Mystery Hour on the Long Spatula podcast. If you out there have a little niggling question, query, quandary, Mystery Hour is your one-stop shop to find out that little nugget of information. We have some phone lines free, so call in 0845-6060-973. The rules are simple. Don't ring up with any motoring questions, because I hate them. And if you call up with an answer and have superb qualifications, we'll give you what's called a Ray Liotta. Terry in Birmingham, what's your question answer?
Hi, my name's Terry, and I just have question for you, Mr. O'Brien. Alright, so I was just wondering, I was around the kitchen one day, and I was wondering, Do spatulas have feelings?
Do spatula... Just hold on a second there, Terry. Which one of you guys put this little fucker through?
You know, I'm still on the line, mate. Wait.
Shit. All right, let's hang up. Beep. That was a bit of a shit question. Let's call up Ryan in London. Ryan in London, what do you have to say?
Hi there, James. So this is.
You sound like a reasonable guy on like the last caller. What's going on with you?
So I have an answer to his last question.
Wait, what the fuck? Okay.
Bachelors have feelings, and the thing is, I have an MA in sciences, so I've put a spatula has come up my rectum and
what has this show? Okay, we're gonna hang up. If anyone calls up again about having a long spatula or the fucking that's it, I'm done with this podcast. I'm done. All right, Alexa Siri in Leeds. What do you have to say?
Hi there. So I have a question about...
Wait a minute, you sound like the last guy. Are you sure you're not gonna...
No. Okay.
Sorry, question or answer.
Back on. So this is a question. I was walking about my kitchen and I picked up...
Kitchen, huh? Wait, that sounds like a utensil. Place where you might find a spatula.
I picked up a utensil and I was wondering, what's going on with that? Why is this spatula so much longer than the others?
All right, that's it. I'm done with this. I'm done. This was LBC's Mystery Hour. I'm James O'Brien, and fuck this. I'm out. Yes, someone has to do it. Because the world, it can't go on like this. Day in and day out, the same podcasts on permanent repeat. There are worthless podcasts all around us. The world would be better off if they were deleted. That's right. The internet is rotting. And those who are making it rot deserve to die. I'll do it. Using the long spatula, I'll change the world. I'll eliminate all shit podcasts who deserve punishment. I'm gonna clean out the internet one show at a time. Then, and only then, the internet will start moving in the right direction. A new internet, free of shit podcasts, and populated by shows I've judged to be good, funny, and entertaining. And I will become the god of the podcast world!
Coming up after the break, more on how Ozan decided to change the podcast game and combine his early experiences with the new technology, Ryan 2.0. That's coming up on NPR. Stick around after the break.
Advertising the new Ryan 2.0. With the latest in podcast technology, you.
Biggest dankus yet.
It's so good that it'll keep you at home, safe from the outside world. What's that got to do with anything?
Safe from all the germs and viruses. You'll keep you busy. In bed, in the kitchen, in the office, at home, at your mother's marriage, at your dog's funeral.
Slow Jams by Ryan will keep you at home, safe. Safe it's from coronavirus. Safe
fresh out from our competitors. It's a spatula. Safe from the coronavirus. Are you safe right now?
No, I'm not safe.
Well, you won't be for very long. That's right. Coming up next. It's been a
I can't keep it straight. I'm
sorry. Oh my god.
Alright, okay, I think
should we just keep this up for the whole review?
Alright, let's go.
Well, I would say, sirs, that clip was quite fire.
It was quite, oh, yes. Quite spiffing, I might say.
Exquisite. Ooh, just rub it all over me. Just calm rub down. It all over me. Rub that clip everywhere.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I'm getting back to making dinner. Good day, sirs.
I think that's probably a good idea. I'm going to get back to you know, slaving away in the kitchen, making some jollof rice.
And I'll get back to doing whatever it is that I do.
So, probably a good time to end on some plugs, I think.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you like that clip show, you know, if there were any particular clips that, you know, you want us to include in the next clip show, then email in longspatula@gmail.com. Yes. Otherwise, you know, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, YouTube, yeah.
About Long Spatula,
Twitch, Patreon, yeah. We're on all them
H-I-O.
Things.
That's under Plan 10, H-I-O.
Yeah.
That's it.
Riura Art, you know, you could find, you know, get some Riura commissions done. Yeah.
If you want to do that, yeah. If you have a character you want seen, yeah. But until then, we wish you a very merry, no wait, we wish you a very spooky Halloween. A happy, merry Halloween.